Okay, hello everybody. I am back. It has been a while, and yeah, but I'm still alive. I'm still kicking. Oh, yeah. It is so hot. It is just, it's hot. It's hot, y'all. And it's supposed to be hotter next couple days, so that is just totally not acceptable. I'm sorry. I'm so ready for fall. Anyway, today's episode, I want to talk about bullying in school or, you know, out of school, whatever, just bullying in general. I guess you don't actually have to be in school to be bullied, but, Ma, I want to know what are your all's thoughts or what are your all's experience? Have you experienced bullying? Are you a bully? You know, for me, when I was in school, I wasn't really bullied in, you know, elementary school other than by a mean teacher who bullied everybody. But I wasn't bullied in middle school really, but in high school I was, and I had really big problem. I don't really know what happened. Honest to God, you know, looking back, and it's been a long time ago, I don't really know what it was even over. I don't really remember. It's hard to even say. But I know that I used to have a friend, and we were friends all through middle school, because that's where we met, because I had changed schools and she had changed schools, and we lived in a county where, you know, you went to different elementary schools, but it all combined to one middle school. Even though it was a big county, we only had two middle schools in the county, but there were lots of elementary schools. I don't really know exactly how many, but there were lots. And you would either go to one or the other. Well, and where I lived, there was, you know, all my friends were going to another middle school, and I was going to a totally different middle school than all my friends that I've been used to in all of elementary school. And so I was going to a new middle school. Excuse me. I was going to a new middle school, and I didn't know anybody there. So it was really scary. And so, but I made friends, and I made this one friend, and we'll call her C. And, you know, we were pretty good friends. Then we went to high school, and then in the county, we only had one high school. So everybody goes to this one high school. It doesn't matter. So you start out like a bunch of elementary schools, two middle schools, one high school. Chaotic. But anyway. So when we got there, me and C weren't really like really close anymore, because we were thrust into a pool of, like, you know, lots and lots of people, and I was reunited with friends that I'd had years ago when I was in elementary school, even though it had been a few years and we weren't really that close now. But, you know, and of course you make new friends and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. So me and C, we would talk, and she was, I'm going to say she was off kilter. I'm sorry. I know that sounds mean, but she just was, she had issues, and she had a really rough family life, and I get it why she had issues. But I was her friend, and it's okay. You can be crazy, and we can be friends. But she just was. She just, you know, was just not, I don't know, you know. But I was never mean to her or never said anything out of the way to her, and we just were friends. Well, she made, you know, some new friends and all this kind of stuff. So we kind of parted our ways, and, you know, we would talk, and we were, you know, cordial and all that kind of stuff, but we didn't really talk like we used to and hang out like we used to. And so made it through freshman year, and then in sophomore year, her friends that she had made, and, you know, C had made some new friends, and one in particular, we'll call her P. So C and P, and there were other girls too, but I don't really remember their names. I honestly don't really remember who they were. Because it was nobody that I was ever friends with or did not know. We must not have went to school together. Because just right off the bat, I don't know them. Or I don't remember. Or maybe I've blocked that out. Who knows? But anyway, they would, you know, sit in the hall and they would, you know, make animal noises when I walked by. And it was just really hurtful. They did really, really hurtful, mean things directed towards me. And so every day, then, you know, I would have to listen to that. And it was every freaking day of the week. It's like 5 days a week. You know, if somebody, you know, you're walking down a hallway and you've got a group of people that bark at you every day. And they didn't bark. It wasn't a barking sound, but, you know, you get my drift. And they would make these sounds, and eventually in time, it just kind of, it bothers you. It depresses you. You don't want to go to school. I mean, who wants to go to school and be bullied? Nobody. So it just kept escalating. It would escalate and escalate. And, you know, I would be going to my locker, and they would be five or six of them standing there, and, you know, and they would block the hallway, and I would have to go a different way, or I'd be late for class, or, I mean, it was just so much bullshit. It was just every day. And so it finally just kept building up and building up and building up and building up. And I was just like, you're either going to have to fight all six of them. You know, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, of course, I'm just going to tell you, I'm not Rocky Balboa. I can't fight six people. I just can't. I'm not Chuck Norris. Probably should have trained for it. Maybe that's what you need to do in high school, I guess. But I wasn't, you know. And I was a quiet person. I really just wanted to just, you know, I didn't really want to be in school. And to begin with, school wasn't a, you know, fantastic, you know, experience. I wasn't, you know, popular. I wasn't rich. You know, I wasn't a, you know, an athlete or cheerleader and all that shit. I was just, you know, regular average person. And so, you know, sometimes if you're not all these other things, then school's just not a good experience for you. And I've heard people like, oh, you know, when you're in school, it's the best years of your life. Well, yeah, sure, if you're rich or popular or, you know, this and that. But if you're not, no, I'm sorry. It is not the best years of your life. It's probably traumatizing. Yeah, you probably have PTSD from it. I do. Anyway, so it eventually, you know, was, you know, I was coming to go to class, and there's a, you know, the whole herd of girls, and so it became a fight, and of course, you know, I've got my ass beat because I can't fight six people, but yeah, that's what happened. You know, and of course, everybody's just standing around watching. Nobody gives a flip, you know. Let them kill her. It's okay, you know. And I was just like, in that moment, I'm just like, wow, you know, this is crazy. I'm just, you know, going to get beat to death in the hallway. And, you know, hopefully the bell will ring and something will happen and save me. But eventually a teacher saw, and, you know, kind of stopped it. And then I remember going to the office and having talked to a principal and a guidance counselor. And she was like, you know, what can we do to remedy this? I don't know. You know, and I got expelled. I got expelled for, I think it was like 10 days. Why the hell did I get expelled? You know, I'm just like, okay. And she's like, well, you know, we'll talk to everybody. You're not going to talk to them. And they're not going to fix it. You're just going to make it worse. You know, so I ended up quitting school because I felt like when I went back after, you know, being expelled for, I don't know why the hell I was expelled, but I was, and, you know, they were too, but, you know, let's expel us for 10 days and bring us all back at the same time. And nothing changed, because here's what happens. They know they have the upper hand. They know that they're a wolf pack against a sheep. And I'm just like, there's one of me and there's six of them. So how the hell am I? You know, they already know they beat my ass once. Well, of course they'll be able to do it again. I mean, you know, and so, yeah, so, I mean, that would have been my life. I'm just like, you know, either I'm going to have to get an education, I'm going to either have to fight every freaking day and get my ass beat and then get expelled 10 days and 10 days. I mean, I'm just never going to be here. So what's the purpose? So I just quit school. So I feel like that's probably something that happens. And I'm pretty sure I can't be the only person in this world that has, that's happened to that. You just quit school and just give up your education because you couldn't go to school because of bullies. So I really, you know, my thing about CMP. Wow. You know what I mean? I hope their lives have been freaking fantastic. I really do, because they made mine a living hell and mine was just horrible, you know? So, and I really hope that somewhere down the line, as they've gotten older, which probably didn't happen, but I'm just saying that they've thought about how they acted. I hope something happened along their way that it made them, man, we should have probably did that. And the other females, but I don't remember what they, who they are, but you know who they are. And I hope that they remember, you know, that they do that. I hope that their children aren't bullied, because I don't want to wish that upon anybody. But if they are, I hope that they, you know, a light bulb comes on and be like, wow, you know, we were shitbags and maybe we shouldn't have acted that way. But my thing is just like, you don't have to be mean to people. You know, I don't know what their home life was, but mine was, my life was a living nightmare. My mother left when I was 7 years old, and we were being raised by my father, who really didn't want to raise us, to be honest. He didn't want to. He was disinterested. He was more interested in my brother, because it was a son, than me, and I'm the oldest. So I really was just on the back burner. Nobody really wanted me. And I had that kind of life. I had a shitty home life. I would come home, and it would just be me, and I was helping to take care of my brother and help raise him as a child. And this was my life. But, you know, people didn't know that, because I didn't tell people that, because, you know, hell, I don't want to be even weirder, you know. If people don't like you, you sure as hell don't want to give them some kind of, you know, something else to use against you, right? So I'm just like, I'm not going to tell people. So people didn't know that. But you don't know what people are going through. You don't know what their home life is. You know, they might be having a really bad time, and you might not ever know it. You never know sometimes by looking at people what the hell they're going through. Now, sometimes you probably could, but most of the time I'd say not. You know, you might think somebody might have it all together, and they might be in a million pieces on the inside. So that's my thing. It's like, I just want to know how many of you out there have been bullied in school, whether it be, you know, elementary school, middle school, high school, college, you know, trade school, vocational, or maybe you're bullied at the workplace. You know, maybe your job, maybe there's a bully there. Maybe you're just bullied by your family, because that happens too. So, that's another story for another day. That'll be the next episode. But anyway, I just want to know. I want to know that I'm not alone, and that there's other people that's went through it. And if you're going through it now, I want you to know that, you know what? You're loved, and you're special, and you don't deserve that. And you know what I mean? And just keep going. You know what I mean? Just keep going. You're going to come out on the other side, and you're not going to be around these people forever. And, you know, it's just for a short while. But, you know, hey, if you feel like, you know, just you need to get away from them, you need to get away from them. And, yeah, so, I mean, I regret it. I mean, I think about sometimes, like, what would my life have been if I would have gotten to finish high school and graduate with my friends, and, you know, what would my life would have been like? Would I have got to go to prom and all this other shit that I missed out on because I was bullied by CMP and their herd of little freaking, you know, disciples? I didn't get to do that. So they took that away from me. And I can't ever get that back. I can never get it back. But, you know, it is what it is. And it happened, you know, and I survived it. I'm okay. But, you know, it just angers me that I didn't get to experience that. I mean, I could have. I mean, I guess I could have hung in there and like a hair in a biscuit and, you know, got my head beat in every day until they eventually killed me, which probably would have happened. But I just wonder, like, what would have happened? Like, how my life probably would have took a totally different course if, you know, I didn't have a bunch of mean girls that just wanted to just be mean to me just because they thought it was funny or they just got a kick out of it or who the hell knows. But anyway, let me know and I will see you in the next episode.